How to get recruiters on board with this program, whether they're superstars or rookies. Change can be difficult for some people to accept. With this system, you're probably changing the way you train. Here are a couple of tips to help you get buy-in from both your new and experienced recruiters, superstars or rookies. Expect some resistance from them, whether they are experienced or new to the job, particularly if you've not held regular, ongoing, meaningful sales training sessions as part of your regular training meetings. You, as the manager, know who needs what the most. When you actively observe and manage your team, you learn what their challenges are. Therefore, you must make sure those individuals attend the sessions where they get the knowledge they need to become better at their profession. With experienced recruiters, you're going to find this is a tremendous cultural change. It might be tough to install, especially if your team has never been part of either a learning culture or an accountability culture. You need to show them why it is to their advantage to get better. For example, what they have to gain and why they will be more successful. You will find that what they have to gain is your experienced salespeople, frankly, will love this more than anyone else, as long as it doesn't become painstaking or boring. The lessons will reinforce what they already know, and people love to have what they already know substantiated. They may learn things that can help them do even better. Maybe they recruit more people. Maybe they place more people into critical AFSCs. Maybe they get more referrals. You may want to have them deliver programs on subjects where they are very knowledgeable. For example, if you know someone who is a good prospector, have them deliver the prospecting session. If you know they are particularly good at questioning skills, have them deliver that session. It then becomes a big deal for those people because they're being recognized for what they're excellent at doing. Hold all of your people accountable for attending the sessions. Document attendance and the training delivered. As part of this program, we're going to provide you with pre-prepared Air Force Form 623As that outline each lesson. All you have to do is sign, date, and place the 623A into the training records. Remember, there might be some experienced people who are looking for you to falter at this training initiative. The worst thing you can do is hold a couple of sessions and then stop, because now they can say, "See, this is another Air Force Reserve program that didn't last." Decide ahead of time when and how often you'll hold training meetings. Announce the schedule to your team and make clear your expectations for attendance. Then stick to it. Doing so will communicate your commitment to the program and send the message that it's an important priority for your entire team. Now, what about your selling system? First, make sure all your people are using the correct sales model. For the Air Force Reserve, that model is the Impact Selling System, and you should use the sales library to enhance impact training and usage. The sales library is a supplemental advanced selling strategies program. Therefore, don't just think that you can use the sales library for all of your training. You must consistently reinforce fundamental principles and strategies you learned in your basic impact training classes. You'll be pleased to know that the sales library is divided into segments that will fit right into impact. After all, your people need to prospect, pre-call plan, position themselves, get appointments, ask questions, make presentations, sell value, ask people to commit. Here are some thoughts on managing your people during the training. Don't put rookies on the spot by asking them questions they can't answer confidently, and don't have them lead sessions. That's for the veterans on your team, not for the inexperienced. You may also want to consider using the sessions as one-on-one training for your rookies. You can even use the lessons as homework for individualized, personalized training. What about superstars? They must participate. Can I say that again? They cannot skip out on the training. Also, don't allow anyone to leave the training sessions every time they get a phone call or email message unless it's a legitimate emergency. You need to make it clear that training is a requirement for everybody in your organization. Now, having said that, emphasize to them that they are in fact role models for new and inexperienced recruiters and other recruiters who are not doing as well as they are. You want your superstars to be strong internal advocates for the sales library. Let them know you would like them to communicate to everyone else on the team how important it is for them to master and learn these skills. By the same token, you'll find it's the superstars who will eventually like this process the most because it confirms how they became good. The other strategy, which I alluded to earlier, is to have them facilitate sessions. Give them areas or assignments where they're extremely passionate or particularly competent or well-versed. Don't put them into a position of delivering a session where they don't know much, because they don't want to look bad in front of their peers. Now, with resistant people, you're going to have to go in and sit down and say, look, this is the way it is. Moreover, if you've got a situation where people have not been held accountable for training, this is a great way to hold them responsible. Make sure they attend the sessions and get something out of it. Tell them why it's to their advantage to attend, what they're going to get, what they're going to deliver.